This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today said that the welfare of the poor and middle class remains a top priority for the party. Addressing an election rally at Gogamukh, he said the BJP has consistently focused on infrastructure, education and healthcare to achieve inclusive development.
Assam ne seva aur sushasan ka naya daur dekha hai. Assam ka ye chunav viksit Assam se विकसित भारत बनाने का चुनाव है. इस बार बीजेपी एनडीए सरकार की हैट्रिक लगनी तय है.
The Prime Minister said Assam is globally known for its tea and noted that with the upcoming semiconductor plant in Morigaon, the state will soon gain recognition for semiconductor chips. Earlier, the Prime Minister interacted with tea garden workers in Dibrugarh. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan today said that the 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are the visual representation of India's civilizational journey. Mr. Radhakrishnan said this while releasing the book Tides of Time, authored by Rajya Sabha MP Sudha Murthy in New Delhi. Mr. Radhakrishnan said democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West. He added that India's ancient texts clearly testify that the concept of democracy is not new to the country.
The book authored by Sri Sudha Murthy ji captures the timeless beauty and the professional symbolism of the parliamentary murals. The 58 murals in the Samvidhan Sadan are more than just works of art. They are visual narratives of India's civilizational and its journey in that. Democracy is often seen as a modern system that came from the West, but our ancient texts are a testimony of the fact that democracy is not a new concept to Mother Bharat.
With the start of the new financial year today, a set of reforms, including key financial rules changes, have come into force. Over 6-decade-old Income Tax Act has been replaced by the new Income Tax Act 2025 from today. It is designed to simplify the tax system by removing outdated provisions, streamlining complex rules, and making compliance more straightforward for taxpayers. All digital payment transactions in the country will be required to meet the norms of two-factor authentication from today, as directed by the Reserve Bank of India. The revised FASTag annual pass fee for financial year 2026-27 also comes into force from today. The revised rules for applying for or updating a permanent account number, PAN card, has also come into effect from today. The first phase of India's Census 2027, world's largest population census exercise, begins from today. This is the 16th census in the series and the 8th since independence. The census is being conducted in two phases. Phase 1 of house listing and housing census will be completed by September this year. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has rejected the opposition's charge that their government is avoiding a discussion on the rising fuel and essential commodity prices due to West Asia crisis, asserting that the issue had already been debated extensively in both houses of parliament. Responding to the leader of opposition Mallikarjun Kharge's demand of short discussion on LPG crisis in the Rajya Sabha, Mr. Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi had spoken comprehensively in both houses during the finance bill discussion, and the finance minister had given a detailed reply on concerns related to LPG, petrol and diesel prices. Earlier speaking in Lok Sabha, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju alleged that the Congress and Communist parties in Keralam are spreading misinformation on the Foreign Contribution Regulation Amendment, FCRA Bill 2026. Mr. Rijiju said the original major amendment to the FCRA was brought in 2010 by the Congress government, and since then several amendments have been made. Benchmark domestic equity indices were trading around 2.5% higher in afternoon session today. The Sensex soared over 1,800 points to 73,773, while the Nifty jumped 538 points to 22,870. And that is the end of this news bulletin.